This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Powerful winter storm engulfing the east side of the East Coast today is potentially dumping snow that will measure in feet, along with winds gusting through 50 miles an hour. The Northeast gets this stuff, but states as far south as Florida, Georgia, and Texas have been dealing with ice and snow this time around. From Austin, Marketplace's Andy Euler reports.
Weather in Texas is generally pretty mild. Think t-shirts and flip-flops, even in winter. Victor Murphy's with the National Weather Service Southern Region. He says many towns can't really budget for cold weather events because they only happen once every 5 years.
Counties and municipalities are sort of left to fetch and fend, you know, for their own.
He says the state has some money to salt major bridges and overpasses, and the city of Austin, for example, has emergency money set aside to look after the homeless if it drops below freezing.
You know, allow people to move into those shelters and things like that.
At the Austin Resource Center for the Homeless, it's normally a lottery system to get a bed. But on nights like this, the doors stay open until midnight. Felipe Castro Jr. has a bed here.
The ones that are already in, they'll go ahead and send them to a church or another shelter and then leave the first floor open for any people that are stranded outside.
The worst weather in Texas is probably over for now. That same front is poised to bring those freezing temperatures and snow to Florida and South Carolina over the next few days. In Austin, Texas, I'm Andy Euler for Marketplace.